Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, Mr. Akiyumi, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I would like to begin by expressing my appreciation to Mr. Akiyumi for his comprehensive report and extend my gratitude to his team for their diligent efforts. We are also grateful to the Secretariat for the report TD/BT/71/2, which provides a comprehensive overview of ANCTAD's activities addressing ANCTAD's development challenges. I associate myself with the statements made by the G77 and China, as well as the Asia-Pacific group, and would like to emphasize the following points. Madam President, the global economy's sluggish recovery in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the challenges faced by developing countries and especially least developed countries in meeting critical needs such as food security, social protection, climate, and climate adaptation. The international financial system has fallen short in providing the necessary funding to achieve agreed upon climate and development goals, jeopardizing a sustainable future for all. A detrimental cycle has emerged, characterized by rising energy and food production costs, increased inflationary pressure, subsequent financial tightening measures. These tighter financial conditions are having severe consequences for developing countries, particularly the least developed countries, eroding the purchasing power of their currencies, increasing import costs for essential commodities like food and energy, reducing overall financial capacity, escalating debt serving costs. Madam President, considering these challenges, we commend ANCTAD's efforts in aligning with four key aspirations of the African Union Agenda 2063. One, inclusive growth and sustainable development. Two, regional integration. Three, people-driven development with a focus on women and youth. Fourth, integration into the global economy. ANCTAD has demonstrated its strong commitment to Africa's progress by allocating 28% of its total project expenditure to these initiatives. As of January 2024, this investment amounted to 15,584,107 US dollar, and underscoring ANCTAD's dedication to the continent's sustainable development goals. We support ANCTAD's strategically designed activities addressing the unique challenges and opportunities facing African nations and request the continuation of these valuable initiatives. We believe that by focusing on these four critical areas, ANCTAD can meaningfully contribute to the realization of the Agenda 2063's vision for a prosperous and united Africa. Madam President, in conclusion, the Islamic Republic of Iran encourages ANCTAD to continue its support of Africa's journey toward sustainable development and work closely with African nations, regional bodies, and international partners to achieve these shared objectives. We also invite all the stakeholders to review the detailed report for a comprehensive understanding of ANCTAD's activities and their impact on Africa's sustainable development landscape. I thank you.
Thank you.